Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is getting ready to get a workout in, letting the Cowboy fans know that he's working hard already. He is your brand new wide receiver joining America's team, and he's on Sean and RJ again on 105.3 The Fan. We had Allen at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Welcome to DFW, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to get to work.
Why did you end up choosing the Cowboys?
I think it was a better opportunity for me. You know, I think this is a big year for me going forward in my career. I took less to come to Dallas, you know, but just looking at the opportunities with a young team, also I connected well with the coaching staff and, like, playing in a bigger market. You know, I think this will be best for me, so I'm excited to get to work.
What were some of the other offers that you had on the table?
The Jets was offering to give me more, and also the Ravens was going to give me a one-year deal, and also Cleveland.
Allen, we're having a fun debate. What is his perfect position? Our scouts say, hey, he looks like a Dez Bryant-type player in the X. You played a lot of snaps in the slot in Jacksonville. What did the coaches tell you about your fit here?
They told me I'd be playing a little bit of both. You know, far as when I was at Jacksonville, I played primarily slot. You know, me, I would like to play on the outside a lot more, you know. But, you know, for me, I'm excited to play both, you know, because in that case, I can't get limited as far as what routes I can run, things like that, you know. So I like to play on the outside a lot more.
Now, the big topic in town all offseason has been Dez Bryant. Is he going to remain here? Did you and your representation get an explanation from the Cowboys about Dez and his future here as it relates to you as well and balls thrown y'all's way?
No, not at all. Dez will be here. You know, so they haven't told me anything otherwise. You know, so I'm excited to get to work with Dez. You know, he reached out to me. You know, me and him been talking. You know, so I'm excited to get to work with him when I get back.
And your phone cut out just for a second. Your expectation, you said, is that Dez will be here.
Yes, it is.
Now, you both wear that same number, and we saw you tweet, hey, that number 88 is still Dez Bryant's. What numbers have you been looking at for the new jersey?
I just chose this morning. I'll be in 17. Yeah, that 88, it wasn't a doubt that I was going to try to get there or anything like that. No, so that was all Dez. Much respect to Dez.
Why 17? Just because 7-1 add to 8 or some other reason?
Yeah, that one. And also, the Douglas shooting that was in Florida, you know, 17 people lost their lives. So I chose that number.
Wow. Allen Hurns joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. Of course, a major decision for choosing a team as a wideout is the quarterback. What do you see in Dak Prescott, Allen?
I see a lot of them. You know, there's a guy. His first year, he had a very big year. You know, last year, you know, he had injuries around him. You know, so it kind of affected. You know, but on my visit, you know, he was the one guy that I seen in the weight room. You know, that stood out to me. You know, just showing how dedicated he is and his approach to the game. You know, so I'm excited to get to work with him. You know, he texted me once he found out that I was coming. You know, so I'm sure me and him will get on the same page quickly.
Cowboys' newest wide receiver Allen Hurns joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. From a distance, what was your perception of the Cowboys and the Cowboys' offense?
They have a lot of talent, you know, a lot of young guys are headed in the right direction. You know, as far as last year, you know, they had a lot going on, you know, with the Zeke thing and also the injuries, you know. But I'm very excited, you know. Everyone knows that what they're capable of. It's just that we all got to get on the same page, you know. Everyone stay healthy as possible. You know, even with Dez coming back, you know, I talked to him, you know, he didn't have his best year last year. No, that's the same for me as well. I told him that people tend to forget, you know, what we're capable of, and it's time to show them.
Allen, you made the NFL Top 100 a couple of years ago with the breakout season. Bill Belichick is in that clip telling your head coach, where the heck did this guy come from? He's a heck of a player. Just describe your game for Cowboy fans who aren't too familiar with you.
I'm a guy that can do it all. You know, I'm not scared to go over the middle. You know, I play inside and outside. You know, I'm going to be consistent. You know, that's what I bring to the table. Hopefully I don't go through injuries, you know, but I'm a guy that played through injuries throughout my career. You know, hopefully I get over that hump this year as far as the injury aspect, you know, but I'm ready to make a lot of plays and play at a high level each and every game this year.
Alan, let's talk about those injuries. You've missed 11 in the past two seasons, although Correct. People still say that your toughness is not something to be questioned. What do you say to those fans who are a little bit worried about the games missed, and what would you say about your toughness level?
That won't be a problem. You know, as far as this year, and I'm doing a lot to take care of my body, get my diet right, everything like that. You know, so I'm trying to do everything I can to prevent it. You know, unfortunately, that's the game we play in, and you're going to have injuries, you know. But hopefully I can get over that hump. You know, as far as if there's anything I can control, you know, you better believe that any day I'm going to try to be out there on that field, even whether it's practice or a game, you know, and all my teammates that play with me, they know that, you know. So hopefully I can get over that hump, you know, as far as not having injuries. And my main goal this year is to play every single game at a high level.
Alan Hearns, new Cowboys wideout, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline on the home of America's team before he gets his afternoon workout in. Who else have you heard from? You got our buddy Barry Church over there in Jacksonville. Of course, you're from the U. And give him a little welcome.
Who you, Alan Hearns? You know, this is Michael Hearns right here. How are you doing? Welcome to
Have you heard from the playmaker and Barry?
Oh, man, what's up, man? Yeah, I've heard from Barry, you know, Dak, he reached out to me, Dez, also other guys like Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams, you know, so there's been a lot of guys that reached out to us as well, you know, so I'm excited about this new journey, you know, they just told me about the market here in Dallas, you know, just making the right decisions and staying level-headed, you know, so I appreciate those guys for that, you know, main thing for me, I just got to come in and make plays and everything else will take care of itself.
Now, let's talk about the diet a little bit. My brother was in Jacksonville over there in law school, so I think I can safely say that we have some better food options here in the Metroplex. What's on the Alan Hearns menu? What are some of your favorite things?
I'm a big chicken guy. You know, I love eating chicken. You know, I'm allergic to seafood, you know, so I don't eat seafood. You know, steaks, I'm trying to stay away from that, you know, but my favorite dish is spaghetti. You know, so, yeah. When I came to the cafeteria, you know, I was surprised by the kind of food that they had there. You know, also, just trying to get familiar with the city. Hopefully, I find some good restaurants that I like to go to.
Now, the Cowboys have a brand-new facility there at the Star in Frisco. Does this cafeteria, like, really jump out? We've been in there, and it does look impressive, but did that stand out to you as well?
Man, everything stood out. I was in awe the whole visit. You know, just the facilities, everything, as far as the weight room, all of it, man. You know, it's something that you don't see no matter where you've been. You know, fortunately, I've just been with Jacksonville, you know, but I've heard a lot of places a lot worse, you know. So just seeing the facilities, man, it shows a lot of how much they invest into the team and things like that, you know. So hopefully we get the return, you know, and have a big year.
Have you seen Jer Force One, the Jerry Jones helicopter? Have you been offered a ride in that yet from JJ himself?
No, I haven't saw that yet. I haven't saw it yet. They told me about it, but I haven't saw it.
Can you please tell RJ, who is my Italian co-host, that you do have garlic in spaghetti sauce since you are a spaghetti connoisseur? He doesn't believe in putting garlic in there, only onions. You put garlic. You like some garlic in there, right? You don't mind?
For sure, like garlic. I've never had it without garlic.
Choppy. Come on, RJ.
Man, I have to show you some things.
Fake Italian. Yes, Chef Boyardee, SpaghettiOs don't count.
Hey, Chef Boyardee is good stuff. Okay. You know, you brought up the food, you brought up the Star. Did they sell you on the juice bar right outside the weight room?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty unique. You know, that was good to what I was talking about as far as how much they invest in it. You know, it's these people that they show that they want you to be at your best, and they go putting things around you for you to be able to do that. You know, so that meant a lot to me. You know, just showing that everything they had in the juice bar, you know, I feel like that's great. You know, coming out of workouts, you know, getting something right back in you to reciprocate those things that you just lost as far as calories and things like that. You know, so I'm excited.
Do you know where your locker's going to be? Are you going to be next to Dez? Are you going to be right next to Dak Prescott? Do you know where you're going to be?
No, I'm not sure yet.
Alan, who really sold you on the offensive fit? Was it Scott Linehan? Was it the new wide receivers coach? Was it Jason Garrett, or was it a combo?
It was a combo. You know, Scott, I met with him. You know, that meeting went very well. You know, but Sanjay, I think I really connected with him. You know, just me spending that hour with him, I've learned so much as far as that's a guy that's going to push me to bring out the best in me. You know, he's very detail-oriented, and I think I really need that. You know, he just shows, like, what he's capable of. He didn't show me everything because he didn't know if I was going to be there or not. But it was great, man. I feel like I can learn a lot from him, and I'm excited to go to work with him.
How much is playing the Z different from the X? You said you like to play more on the outside. We're having these topics about Terrence Williams playing time. How different is that Z position than the X, Allen?
It's a lot different. You know, as far as the Z, you're able to line up in different positions. Also, you have things like motions and things like that. But as far as the X, you pretty much backside on most things. Or if you go slot formation, you're still on the outside. As far as Z, if you're running two by two or slot formation, you'll go into the slot while the X will be outside of you and things like that. You know, so you're able to move a lot playing the Z formation. You know, a Z position. So I think that's an exciting position for me to play. You know, so we'll figure it out.
All right, last thing for you. Number 17, Allen Hurns here on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. I've been following your Twitter, and we already knew from the Super Bowl sitting down with you a couple years ago, you seem to have a great personality. How many followers did you instantly get, and what type of reaction have you gotten from Cowboy fans once the news broke?
Oh, man. I don't know how many followers I gained, but it's been a lot. You know, not even since I signed. You know, from the moment I got released, you know, my notifications have been going crazy, Dallas fans. You know, they even been on my mom page, which is crazy. You know, so it's been exciting, man. You know, those guys been hitting me up nonstop. So I said a love. You know, main thing, I know that I just got to come in and make plays. If I don't, you know, it'll get pretty bad. But I'm not worried about that at all. You know, the main thing, like I just said, just come in and make plays. You know, but the fans, they've been showing me mad love. So I'm excited to get to work.
Now, what type of talk have you had with mom about, you know, maybe giving some strong opinions on social media? Is she searching Allen Hurns all day and night? Will she bark back at some critical fans? What are the guidelines and rules for mom on Twitter? Or she says, hey, you play football and leave me alone.
No, I told her if she want to search it and read those things, like, keep it to her. You know, don't bring it to me, because I'm not one of those guys that look up and see what people are saying about me or anything like that. You know, so for me, I just try to stay as positive as I can. You know, but she knows. She one that likes to look into everything, you know, but I stay away from that.
Allen, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on becoming a member of America's Team, and we cannot wait to watch you and cover you with this upcoming season. Have a great workout today, and thank you, man.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.